To mark the third anniversary of the war in Syria, volunteers in Washington, D.C. yesterday started reading the names of the war's victims in front of the White House.
Mohammed Razavi, Hassan, Mohammed Haj Hussein, Abdul Razak al Darwish.
It's part of a project called Over 100,000 Names, How Many More? Over 100,000 refers to the number of people killed since the Syrian conflict started. Among those taking turns reading names is American graphic artist Molly Crabapple. The World's Clark Boyd spoke with her.
Molly Crabapple's been giving more than her voice to the Over 100,000 Names project. She's lending her artistic talents as well, in the form of 15 sketches, portraits of Syrians who have died in the conflict. Crabapple had done some work for the New York Times last year on the Syrian refugee crisis in Lebanon. And when the 100,000 Names project asked her to help, she says she didn't hesitate.
It's so easy to see the people who die in a war as just faceless victims or geopolitical pawns. It's so easy to forget that these are individuals who were loved, who were brave, who had dreams, who had hopes in life. And what I want to do with my pictures is to say, yes, these people, they're important, each and every one of them. They're worth looking at. Look at them. And it's about remembering these people as individuals rather than just statistics.
Crabapple's 15 portraits are proof that the war has left few in Syria untouched. She says she tried to get a cross-section of Syrian society, young and old, women and men, people on all sides of the conflict.
Some of these people were activists in the revolution, and they started out with such idealism. They started out peacefully. One activist, Ghayth Matar, was known for giving out roses and bottles of water to soldiers. He was tortured to death by the Assad regime.
Another of Crabapple's sketches is of Dr. Mohammed Abyad, a 28-year-old orthopedic surgeon.
He was a member of Doctors Without Borders, and a local extremist group, many believe it was ISIS, tortured him to death.
Some of Crabapple's subjects are more well-known. There's a sketch of 11-year-old Rua Ismail, who died a year ago in a bombing. Syrian social media dubbed her Syria's Snow White. There's also a portrait of 13-year-old Hamza al-Khatib.
He's actually a child who was kidnapped during a protest and whose body was returned to his family with the most horrific marks of torture on it. He was covered extensively in the international media because his death set off the protests in Dara.
That's the city where some of the earliest protests against the Assad regime began. Crabapple got the source material for her portraits from a variety of locations, newspapers, a crowdsourced website called Syrian Martyrs, and from friends and relatives of the dead.
In Syria, just like in the U.S., most people have camera phones and they document the life around them. Their life just happens to involve, you know, a horrible war.
Crabapple says bringing Syria's dead back to life in the portraits was heart-wrenching.
It is extremely hard to look at these beautiful young faces full of life, full of hopes, full of dreams, and then look at their dead bodies or read their stories. There was a young girl, 2 years old, who was decapitated during shelling, and the picture of her father holding her corpse in this beautiful little blue dress but with no head became a powerful symbol of the inhumanity of Assad's bombing campaigns.
The response to the portraits has been mostly positive so far, Crabapple says, though some have accused her and the 100,000 Names Project of using the sketches to politicize the conflict.
But I find when someone is a political activist who's been tortured to death by a state, their death is political. I think that depoliticizing that is actually disingenuous.
Crabapple says she intends to continue covering the conflict in Syria long after those 100,000-plus names are read out in front of the White House. Her 15 portraits have been going up online for the past week. We've got them collected on our website, PRI.org. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.